Meanwhile, the U.S. is planning to expand its espionage networks in Asia and Africa, including several Muslim countries. Officials say the Pentagon's project is aimed at transforming its Defense Intelligence Agency, or the DIA, into a full-fledged spy service. The agency has worked closely with the CIA and elite military commando units in Afghanistan and Iraq for the past decade. The DIA is expected to have as many as 1,600 additional spies in different positions around the world. The agency already has military attachés and others who do not work undercover. Officials say Africa, North Korea, Iran, and China are among the Pentagon's top intelligence priorities. Well, to discuss that story a bit further, we're now joined by Elias Farhat, who is a strategic expert who is joining us now live from Beirut. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, I wanted to ask you, sir, does this, in a sense, does the fact that the U.S. would need more intelligence units, in a sense, show a failure on its part of intelligence in the past?
At the time of the cutbacks in the budget of the military, the Pentagon confirmed it established what's so-called a new spy agency, the defense clandestine service. Likely it will be offshoot of the Defense Intelligence Agency. The Pentagon has 8 intelligence agencies: the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, the Aerospatial, and the Marines, and the National Security Agency, and now adding another one. It seems that the people in Pentagon feel that there is some vacuum somewhere in their work of spying all over the world. And they need to create a team, specialized team, of people who have expert in clandestine operations. These people are supposed to work undercover like their counterparts in the CIA, which means that you will find them in the embassies of the United States all over the world, and especially in the people that are in the countries that are targeted by this kind of espionage. I read several times that there is something bureaucratical. That is, bureaucracy forced the Pentagon to form this agency because most of the case officers who work for the Pentagon leave the Pentagon for the CIA and other intelligence agency. And the Pentagon now is in the process of gathering them in a new service, the Defense Clandestine Service, which will be count about, 1,600 or 1,800 people, not more, which is not a number for an intelligence agency. So the focus of this agency is supposed to be on North Africa, the terror in Africa, as said by the U.S., and the Far East, and Iran, and North Korea, which means that they will get benefit from the expertise of these people in their clandestine operations in order to focus on Iran, or North Korea, China, and Africa.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Elias Farhat, strategic expert, speaking to us live from Beirut. Mr. Farhat, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.